reporting live from Hinge 15 in Chicago. With me right now is Morris Kanner, the CEO of Dicom Grid. Morris, how are you?
Great, Carol. Thanks for having us here.
We appreciate it. So, Morris, the one thing that we really enjoy so far, and spent a few minutes in your booth, is the selfie. Tell us a little bit about the medical selfie.
Well, the selfie is really giving patients more control and giving healthcare providers more access to imaging that patients can generate and provide back to the healthcare institution. So all of us have had the experience of having had a cut or a rash, go to the doctor, get some course of treatment, and then you really don't want to go back a couple of weeks later just for a routine appointment. You can take a picture and send it. Makes all the difference in the world. And that cuts down on readmissions and really makes it more possible for people to take better care of themselves.
Our selfies are so ubiquitous. The idea of actually moving that into the medical arena makes complete sense to me anyway.
Well, it's been neat. You know, we see it with Instagram, we see it with our kids, and all of a sudden, you can see it with the President of the United States, apparently, but now in healthcare, it really does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it's so funny, you know, interoperability, which is, been at the top of the list of topics the last couple of hymns, and certainly with stage 3 and new requirements coming out. And there's a place for the selfie and interoperability. Explain that to us.
Absolutely. One of the key pieces of this is you are using your own phone to take a picture. So it's no different than anything you would do, whatever kind of phone you're using. And the beauty of that is you're then able to bring it into whatever system the hospital has. So all of a sudden, we're device vendor agnostic, and we give you incredible power to interoperate, is one way to put it, but really it's just to live the way you would normally live. And that's really, I think, the goal for HIMSS and for interoperability is to make healthcare as ubiquitous as you don't think about, I can only use Facebook on one device or another. I can use it anywhere.
Can that be done through a patient portal?
It can be done through a patient portal, or it can stand alone. And what we do is integrate with the patient portal if they already have a well-established presence. For someone who doesn't have that presence, so for example, if you're an ambulatory group and you just want to add this to your site,
Oh, that's wonderful. So, talk just a little bit more about the medical selfie. You know, how does that give patients control of their life? Obviously, smartphone. Everybody has a smartphone, you know. A lot of discussion about the patient being more responsible, part of the care collaboration team with higher deductibles and whatnot. So, obviously, there's a role here someplace. Is it in, you know, more early detection? Is it more about, you know, spotting anomalies? Talk about just the patient wellness overall.
What this really does is give the patient the ability to stay out of the hospital and stay out of the doctor's office. And I think if you had to sum up what the new healthcare business model is, it's quality through prevention and through patient control. And what happens right now is if you have a wound, you're not going to avoid going to the emergency room. You should. But the course of care for following up on that wound, where the preventable readmissions happen, people aren't doing the necessary maintenance that they need to do. And that's sometimes because they may have an access problem. It's not easy for us to get to a doctor. We may have a job commitment. Doctors don't make it easy for you to be there after hours, rural access. This changes all that. And what this lets you do is really become part of the care coordination team and give people the ability to keep you out of a hospital, keep you out of a doctor's office and help you.
What are the trends you're seeing here at this year's HIMSS?
I think this year has really been an explosive show. The number of exhibitors is unbelievable. The energy behind digital health is unbelievable. But I think really what you're seeing is one consistent trend, which is how are we going to take healthcare out of just the pure hospital setting and turn it into a way of life and a way of access that the internet provides in so many other areas of our life. If you ask the average person, when's the last time you've been to a bank, it may have been to sign their mortgage documents. They don't deposit their paycheck, they don't take out money, they don't do any of that. Why isn't healthcare moving in that direction where you're able to have that kind of relationship with healthcare providers where the institution is important, but maybe it's the knowledge that's more important?
Well, your insight is so valuable, and in fact, we publish you on High Tech Answers.
Thanks, Carol. It's been great. We love your blog. We love your program, and it's really been wonderful. So thank you.
Well, our readers will keep reading it for sure. Thank you so much for your time, Mars.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care.